Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the last daily in Parshas Vayeshev. That's Perek Mem Pasuk Aleph, and the pasuk says Vayachar Dvar Me'ila was after those events. Chatu Mashke Melech Mitzrayim, the cupbearer of the king of Mitzrayim, sinned Veha Oifeh and his baker LaDoneim and LaMelech Mitzrayim to their master, the king of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Aleph, Achar Dvar Me'ila, Lefisher Gila Oisa Ruas at Tzadik Befi Kula Madaber Bay Begnusai. Since that cursed one, we're talking about the wife of Potiphar, she got everyone accustomed to talking about this Tzadik. Everyone was talking nasty things about him because she accused him of doing this bad thing. So Hashem brought about the evil deed of these. So he should turn to talking about that and not talking about Yosef. He had to bring a new piece of news to town, so that's why he had them sent to the king of Mitzrayim. Furthermore, the reason why Hashem did this is so that relief should come to the tzaddik through them. Chatu, what exactly was their sin? This one, a fly was found in this cup of spiced drink. And this one, the baker, there was a little pebble found in his bread. As Pasa Melech, he baked the bread of the king. We use the word afia, baking, when it comes to bread. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. So Pari got really upset at these two ministers, Alsar Hamashkim, Alsar Aifim, on the chief of the cupbearers and the chief of the bakers. He placed them in jail in the house of the Sar Tabachim, into the prison, place where Yosef was locked up. And the Sar Tabachim appointed Yosef with them, and he attended them. And they were in Mishmar, they were locked up in jail for a year. And they both had a dream. Each one his dream on that night. Each person, the interpretation of his dream. The cupbearer and the baker. That were to the king of Mitzrayim. That they were in jail. Let's see Rashi over here. This is the simple understanding. They both had a dream. That understanding is each one had the dream of the other one. He had his own dream, and he also dreamed of the interpretation of his friend's dream. And that's why the pasuk says in a little bit, the Sar Ha'ifim saw that this was a good interpretation. How did he know it was a good interpretation? Because he had dreamed that interpretation. Each one dreamed a dream that was similar to the Pisrain, similar to the interpretation of what was going to come upon him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Yosef came to them in the morning, and he saw them, and they were very troubled, they were very sad. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Vav, Zayafim, Atsevim, they were sad. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Vayishal Esrisei Parai, and he asked these ministers of Parai, Asher Ita of Mishra, Beis Adon of Lamar, they were with him in the lockup, in the prison of the house of his master, saying, Madua Panechem Roy Mayim, why are your faces downcast today? Vayim Roy Love, and they told him, Chalim Chalamnu, we had a dream, Upaisei Naisei, and there's no interpretation for it. Vayim Ra'alem Yosef, Yosef told him, Halele Lekim Pesreinim, Hashem is the one that has interpretations, Sapru Nali, please tell me your dreams. Vayisapir Sarah Mashkim, as Chalamoy Yosef, and the Sarah Mashkim, he told his dream over to Yosef. And he told him, in my dream, there was a grapevine in front of me. And there were three branches on this grapevine. Also nitza, and was flowering, and then fruit came out. The clusters ripened into grapes. I had the cup of pari in my hand. I took the grapes. I squeezed them into the cup of pari. And I placed the cup on the palm of pari. Yosef told him, this is its interpretation. Shleshes hasarigim, the three branches, shleshes yamimim, they're referring to 3 days. But shleshes yamim, another 3 days, yisa paris reshecha, pari is going to raise up your head, meaning he's going to count you, v'hashivcha al kanecha, and he's going to return you to your post, v'nosata kos pari biyadeh, and you're going to once again place that cup of pari in his hand, kamish bat harishon, like you used to do, asher yisa mashkeu, that you used to give him his cup. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yud beis, shleshes yamimim, simin heim l'chol, shleshes yamim, they are assigned for 3 days, v'yish midrashah kada harbe, and there's a lot of midrashim on this. Pasuk yud gimel and Rashi, yisa paris reshecha, l'shoyin cheshbon, this is an expression of counting, meaning when he makes a counting of all of his ministers, he's going to count you in. When he counts all the ministers that he's going to have serving him by the Suda, he's going to count you among them. What does that mean? Your base, and your post. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Yodal, Yosef continues, if you will remember me with you, when it will be good for you, and you're going to do a favor for me, and mention me to Pari, take me out of this jail. I was stolen, I was kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews. And over here I also didn't do anything. That they placed me in this bar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalud, Ki imzechartani itcha, Asher imzechartani itcha, if you will remember me with you, Mach, me'achar shi'ita v'lucha kebesreni, when this good is done for you, just like my interpretation, v'asisa no'i madi chased, ein no'el Hashem bakasha, this is a lashon of pleading, begging, hariyata ta'ese imi chased, please do this favor for me. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin, v'yar sara'ofim kitayv pasra, sorry, the Sar Eifim saw that he gave a good interpretation. As we said previously, the Sar Eifim had dreamed that interpretation. But Yomer Yosef, he told Yosef, Afani b'chaloimi, even in my dream, v'hineh shlesha sali chayri al reishi, I had three wicker baskets on my head, ubasalo elyon, and in the top basket, mikol machal pari masei oife, there's all sorts of food that pari eats, different types of baked foods, v'ha oife oichol oisem min asal me al reishi, and birds were eating them from the basket that was on my head. V'yan Yosef v'yomer, and Yosef answered and said, Zepis Rene, this is its interpretation. Shlishes asalim, these three baskets, shlishes yam heim, they're talking about 3 days, but oy shlishes yam, another 3 days, yisa pari es resh chamei alecha, pari will lift your head from you, v'sala oy shchal eitz, and he's going to hang you on a tree, v'achol efes besar chamei alecha, and the birds are going to eat your flesh from you. And v'ahiba yam ashlishi was on the third day, yam huletes es pari, the day the pari was born, v'yas mishta l'chal avadav, and he made a feast for all of his servants, v'yisa es resh sara mashkim es resh sara oifim b'seich avadav, and he counted the sara mashkim and the sara oifim among his servants, v'yashev es sara mashkim al mashkehu, and he returned the sara mashkim back to his drink, v'yitin akos l'kaf pari, and he once again placed that cup in the palm of pari, v'veis sara oifim tala, and the sara oifim he hung, kasher pasar lehem Yosef, just like Yosef interpreted for them. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasal chaf, yom huledes es pari, yom ledes was the day that he was born, v'karen lo yom ginusya, ulshein huledes, this expression of huledes, which literally means cause to be born, is l'fi she'en havlad noled el ha'idei cherim, a child is only born through the help of others, she'achayim yaledes es ha'isha, because the midwife, she assists the woman to give birth. That's why Achai is called Mialedes, which literally means one that causes to give birth. Next, Rashi by Yisas Rosh, Menahamim Shar Avadav, he counted them with all of his other Avadim. Shahayim Mainaham Sharsim Shashar Sulai Basudasai, he counted all the different servants that would serve him at the Suda, Vazachas Elub Seicham, and he remembered these among them, Kemai Su'us Rosh Lashan Minyan, it's an expression of counting. Back to Chomish Pasachav Gimel, but Veloy Zachar Saramashkim as Yosef, the Saramashkim did not remember Yosef, Vaishkacheyu, and he forgot him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasachav Gimel, Veloy Zachar Saramashkim by Bayom, he didn't remember him on that day, and Vayishkacheu l'achamakin, even afterwards he forgot him. And why is it that Hashem caused him not to remember on that day or even later? Because Yosef relied on him to remember him, he had to stay in jail another 2 years. Shinemar says, Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem iftachai, praiseworthy is the man that places his trust in Hashem, v'loy panel rahavim, and he does not turn to arrogant ones. V'loy batach al mitzrayim hakriyim rahav, he doesn't rely on mitzrayim that's called rahav, that's called arrogant. Since Yosef relied on someone else, he relied on this mitzri, that's why he was punished for another 2 years in jail until he was remembered. With this, we conclude Parshas Vayeshev. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.